Today on the Travel Guide,
it's the 50th anniversary of Marilyn Monroe's death, and we'll tell you where they're celebrating.
Southwest Airlines proves no good deed goes unpunished in a big way.
Did a lady really try to hide a baby in a carry-on bag? We have the baby scoop, or is that the poop scoop?
I don't know. Clayton Whitehead joins us in studio. We're going to have an open travel roundtable, folks. We're taking your questions, and prizes will be involved.
Stay tuned. You're about to spend part of your Sunday with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city.
With the show.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. So happy you could join us on this wonderful Sunday. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman and Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations. Singular vacation?
Something like that.
Welcome, gentlemen. How are you both?
Very good, sir.
It's a great day to be alive.
That was rather prophetic. It's a great day to be alive.
Why not?
Well, I guess so. It's a reasonably decent Sunday. It's not 100,000 degrees outside. That was weird weather we had yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Was that not? It looked like it wanted. I had a couple raindrops hit my windshield, and the weather guy from, I don't know if it was David Bigger or whoever was on the air last night, but when I went to the gym, they were all excited and waving their arms and talking about how rain was falling all over Sacramento, but it wasn't hitting the ground. And I thought to myself, what would be the point then? Yeah, but they were very excited because of the lightning and the thunder and the just all of the things that were. I guess it was a weatherman's dream.
Well, I'll take credit for the weather yesterday. You know how they say when you wash your car, it's going to rain. Well, yesterday I was supposed to attend not one but two pool parties, so obviously it was my bad karma.
Well, and I just want to say that I considered going and having my car washed yesterday afternoon about 2 o'clock, but then I thought to myself, no, this is an evil trick being played on me by the weatherman. I'll wait till tomorrow, and then it didn't rain.
I have to ask the travel guys, Clayton, where have you been recently?
I just got home from home. I have been back in Georgia for the last 6 weeks in my beautiful Savannah home, watching the tides rise and fall. So it was a great time, but I'm glad to be back here in the saddle.
Oh, you're okay. It's not hard to come back.
No, not at all. Guy
splits his time between two SA cities, Savannah and Sacramento.
Right there on. You go. And Mark, you've been home for an entire week.
Entire week? How often does that happen?
Not often. What is your total number of days on the road in a year? About 200?
I'd say about 200 probably. It might be more next year with that NTA chairman thing coming up. But I love my job. What can I say? You know, it's right now. The only reason we're staying home now is because we're working on a tour catalog that we're rolling out in a few weeks at the Marriott Hotel on the 25th of August. Cheap, a blatant plug for Sports Leisure Travel's tour vacation day.
Yes.
On the 25th of August at the Marriott Hotel. If you have not made your reservations yet, there are 9 o'clock, 12:45 and 4:15 shows. The 9 and 12:45 are almost full. So we will have over 600 people out there that day, learning about things and getting our brand new catalog, Born Under a Wandering Star, will be rolled out that day.
You know, I got some bad news for you, Mark.
What's that?
One of your favorite bands is playing in town. I will be the official MC of the concert, and you're going to die when I tell you who it is.
It's not Three Dog Night.
Yes, that's one of them. How about let's go for one more?
Together?
Yes.
Oh, no. I can't even imagine.
America.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When is this happening?
America and Three Dog Night. It's at the Sunrise Marketplace. They have the outdoor pavilion there.
Yeah, and what
I think they used to play tennis there. And then on the 25th of August, Three Dog Night in America, brought to you by Classic 93.1.
It's a night concert?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
You might make it, Mr. Mark.
I might make it. Three Dog Night. All right, we better get back to the
we
travel
did
show here.
All right, let's fire up the Mark Hoffman Trio, Clayton Whitehead on drums, and let's see what's going on in the travel news.
Today is the 50th anniversary of the death of Marilyn Monroe. Now, you might ask, why is that a travel story? And I would just suggest to you because...
Why is that a travel story?
Tom, because in Chicago for many months, thousands of people stopped and took the picture of the Marilyn Monroe statue with her dress blowing up that was taken in New York City many years ago. And that 26-foot tall sculpture has now been moved to Palm Springs. So you can go to Palm Springs now and take a picture of Marilyn in that famous pose. Did you know that that actually, Clayton, this is, you're a New York guy, that picture was actually taken at the corner of, I think it's 52nd or 53rd in Lexington. It was somewhere in this store. Here it is. Lexington and East 52nd Street was where they took that picture of her. Standing on a grate.
Yes, I've stood on that very grate, but you know what? I felt nothing.
Thank goodness for that.
There was no air blowing up your pants cuff.
I felt nothing.
All right.
Well, she was born in Los Angeles. She died in Los Angeles. And you know what? The amazing thing about her, Tom, I think...
Was the fact that she sang happy birthday
to the president. Yeah, but you know what? She died at the age of 36. So there are no pictures of Marilyn Monroe ever looking old and frail and not quite as beautiful as she was. And there and never will be. All right. The TSA, who we give a lot of grief from time to time. Here's a positive TSA story where they foiled an alleged kidnapping. It seems as though some folks were going through Miami International Airport and the officers noticed that something was not right. With a 25-year-old woman, they separated her from her four travel partners, and after some questioning, she confessed that she had been kidnapped. Two of them, the people who were traveling with her, were arrested, and the lady was freed, and that to me is kind of, I guess, the way perhaps the system is supposed to work. Here's a story from Los Angeles International Airport about a new Snickers candy bar, or a new variation of Snickers candy bar. Seems like a gentleman was headed for Japan. And found in his suitcase were 45 wrapped chocolate-covered Snickers candy bars.
No, I would take those
with
me.
Except that inside the candy bars were about 4 pounds of methamphetamine.
Oh, no.
Covered with chocolate and hidden inside the candy wrappers. So the moral to the story is, I don't know what the moral to the story is.
I'll tell you this. See, you know, there are people that look in your luggage. And there are certain things that if I were a luggage looker... You know, and I ran across 45 Snicker bars. I would think to myself, you know, they're not going to miss one.
I just wonder what the TSA thinks when they open my luggage when I'm coming back from Georgia and they find 5 or 6 jars of Duke's mayonnaise. You can't get it here. I have to bring it from home.
Now, is that an illegal
The man should use
transport?
America Whip like the rest of the normal people in the country do. The mayonnaise stuff is just out of control. Listen, 3 airplanes flew too close at the National Airport in Washington, D.C. last week. They got to within 800 feet of each other vertically. That's about 3 football fields. No crashes or crash landings or anything excited about that. Don't worry, folks. The air traffic system is safe just occasionally someone goes to the bathroom and forgets to tell somebody. Hey, listen, this is a not-so-good story. In Dayton, Ohio, a gentleman checked into a Motel 6 in little town of Sharonville, which is near Dayton, and got a very interesting on-screen racial slur that greeted him. It said, hello, N-word, right on his screen. Apparently, this is something that was... actually confirmed. The Motel 6 has actually no idea how it happened. They released a statement talking about serving diverse guests and they're sorry that occurred and stuff, but apparently the local chapter of the NAACP was called, went out and found that indeed this hotel screen, when you went in and turned it on, had this lovely greeting for you. Have you ever had any greetings, Tom, when you went into a hotel?
No, I didn't even know they could, you know, well, yeah, I get a lot of them trying to sell me something or to, you know, an add-on.
Please come back. Your credit card is not... the front desk. Your credit
I've only stayed in the hotel horrible. 6 once in my life, and I didn't get to watch TV because it cost an extra $1 to get the knob to turn it on. It's in Georgetown, Virginia. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, and you know, Tom, that's a true story because in more recent times, they charge you to get the remote control.
Right.
That's
how they, boy, that what kind of aging you there.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
All right, listen, Southwest Airlines had a promotion on Friday. I got this in my email and spent 20 minutes trying to figure it out and then just gave up. But Southwest got to 3 million Facebook followers on Friday, and they celebrated by sending out a 50% off deal for 6 down days over the next couple months. They wanted to sell airline tickets. The only problem was they hadn't anticipated what the response might be. The website went berserk. I tried to get on it for a while with some mixed success. And what happened is that people who did get on the website and were able to get these half-price tickets found that they were charged over and over and over and over again for their tickets in many cases. In fact, one lady said she had a $4,000 limit. Now she has 0 available because of 25 confirmations. Another lady says 36 confirmations, $7,000 in charges. 2 hours on the phone with Southwest. I thought this was just me, but apparently someone really dropped the ball here. Plus, it will take 7 to 10 days to process returns. Another lady got charged for 9 tickets from St. Louis to Salt Lake City. And then some people complained, Tom, on the Facebook page, when Southwest tried to respond to these people, some folks complained that they had not gotten the offer to buy the tickets.
Oh, my.
So no good deed goes unpunished. But my suggestion to you, Southwest Airlines, is the next time you try something like this, know what you're getting into. My goodness, my goodness. All right, labor peace at United. It looks like that a potential preliminary deal has been made with the United pilots. I surely hope so. United Airlines service has become abominable. The planes are not on time. They have the worst on-time record in the sky, and it's not even close. And my sense of it is that people are kind of playing to the book and not really as concerned about doing things in an expeditious manner, but doing them the way that they're absolutely positively supposed to be done. And then later on in the program, we will talk perhaps about an Oregon man who had a Facebook posting that has caused an airline a lot of grief. And then the question of about these things when people go online and they post something and automatically it's taken as gospel, and it can really damage the reputation of an airline, a hotel, a restaurant, something like that. Anyways, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, and that is the travel news for today.
All right, coming up after a short break, well, we're going to jump into the Travel Guys mailbag and answer a few of our listeners' questions. And if you have one, you'd be standing by. You can chime in too. We've got some prizes that we're going to be giving away. All that on the backside right here on the Travel Guys on KFBK. You know, that ad for Atlantis Casino there reminds me that it is hot August nights up in Reno, and Classic 93.1 was there on Friday. If you like classic cars, man, it's so much fun. And classic music. And for those listening that are interested, I will be broadcasting there Tuesday on Classic 93.1 from the Nugget. And we'll have a lot of special interviews and such. So for those of you that are traveling,
there you go,
and are looking for the inside scoop as to what's going on,
Check it out. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. I'd be Mark Kaufman. He was Tom Romano. Actually, he still is Tom Romano.
Thank you very much.
And Clayton Whitehead.
Easy for you to say.
That's not that difficult of a name, is here with us. And we are about to dig into the sports leisure vacations to the Travel Guys mailbag.
All right, let's do that.
If you have a question of the Travel Guys, you can go to travelguysradio.com and fill it out and send it to us. If your question is read on the air, you will receive a $25 gift certificate from the Cheesecake Factory, either for this show or a future show, or you can call us at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 if you have a question, and we will try to get you on the air, and maybe we can find a prize for you if you have a good question. So anyways, into the mailbag, Thomas. The first one is Charles from Shingle Springs, who sent us a question, said, with the euro dropping a lot in value in recent months, is it significantly cheaper to travel to Europe, or should I be waiting a while longer? And then he asked about traveling to the countries that are having financial difficulties, Spain and Italy and Greece, and whether he should specifically be of concern there. Mr. Clayton, you are kind of the international traveler in the room. You've been to Spain a couple times
recently.
Right.
In fact, I've been to Greece, Spain, and Italy, all three in the last 3 years. I guess my big comment, which doesn't exactly speak to his question, but I'd really like to make it anyway, and that is, I'm not a current events junkie, and especially when I go on vacation, I really don't care about current events. However, when you travel internationally, you really need to pay attention to current events. Give yourself a few minutes every day to know what's going on around you. Again, I said I've been to Greece, Spain, and Italy in the last 3 years. In Greece and Spain, there was a public transportation strike during my visits. And they're very nice about it over there, though. They tell you in advance. They tell you exactly when it's going to start, when it's going to end, how it's going to work. But in both cases, I had to do some pretty big planning to work around that. And then also with a recent visit to Europe, I got stuck in one of those Icelandic volcanic eruptions, which played havoc with a lot of European airports. So it's really important to stay in tune with current events when you're traveling abroad.
So would you tell this gentleman, based on, forgetting about the euro for a moment, I'll answer that in a second, but based on, should people be concerned? I mean, would you go to Egypt right now?
I would hesitate.
Yeah.
But I would not hesitate a moment to go to Europe tomorrow.
Okay. What about Mexico?
I would not hesitate to go to Mexico tomorrow, though I would be perhaps a little bit cautious, especially with my port of entry.
But with your point is well taken about being, you know, CNN International is an incredibly valuable, or the BBC or any of those international news outlets are incredibly valuable when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. And of course, now that folks have, but a lot of your little gadgets and stuff like that don't work when you go overseas.
Exactly. And lest I sound too negative, I was stuck in Europe for 11 days after 9/11 when so much of what we count on, like ATM machines and telephones, just simply weren't working. So having a pocket full of cash, I guess this will speak to his question about the euro. Certainly be prepared with your ATM cards and your credit cards, but always, wherever you go, have a pocket full of cash.
The euro has
dropped.
Because
you just never know what's going to happen.
The euro's dropped about 10% in value in the last couple of months, and it's entirely possible it may go down further, may not, but the reality is that the dollar to euro exchange is better now than it has been in the last number of years. It's about a dollar will get you about 85 cents of a euro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite down to par yet, but considering was up around a buck and a half. So my answer to Charles is I wouldn't worry about it. If you're thinking about going to Europe, I would go. And I would make sure I kept myself abreast of current events and stuff. Like Clayton said, you don't want to run into a general strike or something that's going to impede your getting around or getting into or out of a country. But other than that, I don't see any problems.
Sandra in Sacramento wants to know about the responsibility of hotels for lost items in your room. Now, she said that her family checked into a Holiday Inn Express and left to go to eat. And when they returned, the iPad, a camera, a few dollars in cash that they had left behind on the dresser were gone. The hotel that said that she could fill out a police report, but they weren't responsible. There were no signs of anyone had been in the room. So what do they do?
That's a really a tough one. Technically, hotels have little things on the back of the door that kind of say, if you have valuables and stuff like that, we're not responsible. You need to come down and put them in the hotel safe, or at least make us aware that you have them so that we can make plans to arrange for them. So what they're basically saying is that they're not responsible. Now, if there is negligence, or an employee has access to your room or comes into your room that wasn't supposed to, and you can prove that it happened. And one thing about electronic key entry is that there's a memory for those. So depending on the sophistication of the hotel's security system, in some cases, they can pull up and see exactly who was in that room and when they were in there based on the key code. So it's possible that the hotel may have been able to track this depending on, and this is kind of, again, you get what you pay for. The better hotel you stay in, the better chance there is that A, something like this won't happen, and B, if it does happen, something would be in place. But technically, the hotel is not responsible. I would not leave a hotel room and leave my iPad, my camera, things like that laying out in plain sight, because you become an easy victim. If you want, the best thing to do is at least put those things in a suitcase, put them away, because if somebody comes in your room to deliver something, they're only there for a few seconds. If they can grab something and go, they may do it. But if they have to go looking for it, that may be a little bit out of their league.
Have either one of you or any of your travelers that you know of ever lost anything that we left in a room?
The one thing that comes to my memory is I was doing a train ride across America once, and we were at a short, you know, stretch your legs and smoking stop. Maybe it was a 20-minute in-station stop. And one of my customers came back to her room, and her movie camera was gone. However, she admitted that she had not locked her cabin. And back to the hotel example, you know, sometimes, especially resort properties, have the door into the hallway, but the slider into the patio or outdoors. And I've seen often where people, you know, are diligent to lock their room door, but may leave the slider open. So you're just asking for problems.
Let's hold a couple of questions to the backside after we hear from Aaron in the news. What
All
do you
right,
say?
That sounds like a good idea. If you have a question about anything relating to travel that you'd like to know about, you can give us a call at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. And also after the news, we're going to give you a chance to tell us things you think that an airline could charge us for that they haven't thought of yet. Pretend you're an airline marketing guy, mm-hmm. and you're trying to squeeze a few more bucks out of the customers. What would be your idea? We'll take your calls after Aaron with the news. You're listening to The Travel Guys on KFBK. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
We were talking earlier about this being the 50th anniversary of Marilyn Monroe's
right.
passing.
And yes.
you said something about Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, so I don't know. You guys are not maybe old enough to remember this, but I don't want to, you know, insult.
Well, how nice of you.
Thanks. Marilyn Monroe was on the first Playboy magazine, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so ever since then, apparently Hugh Hefner has been obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. He never actually met her. He was just starting the magazine and whatnot. So apparently he loves her so much that he has purchased the crypt in the Hollywood Cemetery right next to Marilyn Monroe so that he can spend eternity with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that sweet?
You found that out when you and Hugh had lunch.
We had lunch in the grotto the other day.
Yeah, right.
And it just came up casually. You know, we go way back. Anyway, 2:33 now. We'll get you back to these crazy guys. I'm Erin Haight. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and you are our favorite people because you're listening to this radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman and Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome back, guys. Let's jump back into the mailbag.
But hey,
Before we do that, did you hear the one about the
people who hid the baby in the carry-on bag?
Yeah, no.
An Egyptian couple was going through customs in the United Arab Emirates, and apparently they were told that they couldn't bring their son in because they didn't have a visa for him.
So
he was an infant, and so the parents zipped the boy inside a carry-on bag and tried to get through security that way. However, the folks in that country, you have to go through security entering the country. So they zipped the kid into the security, into the carry-on bag, and of course, when he went through the screener,
what
they found, it just says it was an infant. The couple was arrested. So never put the baby in your carry-on luggage is the moral to that story, I think.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea. All right, back to the mailbag here on the Travel Guys. If you have a travel question, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 are our phone numbers. What you got, Thomas?
John from Woodland writes, a couple who are friends of ours recently traveled to Cuba with a commercial tour company. Sounds familiar.
Ah.
My wife and I would like to go, but my understanding is you have to have a special permit or license or something like that. Now, can you help out? Explain.
Yeah, you do have a special. It's called People to People right now. The government is still guising travel to Cuba in order to pacify people who didn't want this to happen. The way that they compromised was by doing it on what they call a people to people cultural exchange. So folks who are going to Cuba are not going there to party and lay on the beach. They're going there to be immersed in cultural and educational opportunities to learn about the way the people of Cuba live. Of course, in my business as a tour operator, that's what I do. I don't take people to lay on the beach and party because they can do that on their own. So when Clayton or I take someplace, or Sports Leisure Vacations takes people somewhere, that's what we're doing, is immersing them in some type. And we talked about Route 66. We're immersing them in the old highway. If Clayton takes a group to Chicago, he's immersing them in Chicago. So it's real easy from a tour operator standpoint. Yes, people are going to Cuba. You can go. You don't have to have a special license or permit, but the company that you're traveling with does. So you can't just go online and buy an airline ticket and make a hotel reservation and say, I'm a humanitarian, I'm off to Cuba.
So it's the travel company's responsibility to prove that they're on a cultural mission.
There are a few companies that have been licensed by the government to produce these packages. I know this. Why would I know this, Thomas? Because Sports Leisure Vacations is working with one of those companies to create a package, and we hope to be announcing it in the next couple of weeks. So, John in Woodland, hang in there, because a local travel company is going to have a package to Cuba. We hope in January of next year, if all of the licensing stuff goes through and is cleared, why then we will be able to take perhaps some folks to Cuba on part of the cultural people-to-people exchange.
All right.
Would our folks then participate in some sort of service project?
Not necessarily, but they would have the opportunity to meet teachers and to meet folks there and to learn about the way that they live and to exchange. That's kind of what it is. But isn't that pretty much what happens on all of your trips?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, let's go into the Wayback Machine. You ever remember that? The Wayback Machine?
The Wayback
Machine.
Rocky
and the Bullwinkle Show. Okay, you mentioned the best days to buy or not to buy an airline ticket. They want you, this particular writer, blogger, wants you to go into that again. They're planning on going and taking the family to Orlando in the fall. So help out Clement from Vacaville, Mark.
Clement from Vacaville. Best days to buy an airline ticket. There's an exception to that going on right now this weekend. Normally we tell people, buy your airline tickets on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Two reasons for that. Midweek has traditionally been when airlines are not trying to raise fares, and Southwest Airlines for the last couple of years has been running their sales on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and frequently other carriers will match or run their sales on those days. Exception, right now, American Airlines is doing a sale that lasts over a week, so it's on in effect right now until the 9th of August. There are some pretty good airfares available out there on American right now, particularly for travel after Labor Day, And as you get deeper, right after Labor Day is a really lousy time for the airlines. People have just gone on vacation and they're not really interested in going anywhere. So all you've really got is business travelers. There are a lot of empty seats available in the first part of September. Same thing goes for you start getting the latter part of October. The fall colors are gone. The cold weather is starting to set in different parts of the country. So there are some better fares out there. Generally, you want to buy them Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I noticed the airlines are trying to push through a fare increase this weekend. It's going on right now. So if you bought a ticket today, it conceivably might be $10 more than that very same fare tomorrow. Never mind the fact that they might have sold more seats on that flight or the fare might have changed otherwise. So anyways, that's a little bit. Buy your tickets on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally try to avoid the weekends. But, you know, Tom, we were talking about something that's kind of coming up now that airlines and hotels, and I don't doubt that other people are doing this too, and this is going to be a big deal because you can, based on your preferences that you show when you log onto your computer, if you always log on and you're always going to the Arden Fair website and you're always punching in Nordstrom's, mm-hmm. guess what your computer knows about you or thinks it knows about you?
It remembers where you go, what site you go to. It even knows what particular departments that you like to shop in.
So, Clayton, you're a United frequent flyer, right?
I am.
You're a 75,000-mile flyer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you log on to the United website and you punch in your frequent flyer number, it's entirely possible that United could direct you to fares that they thought that you might be willing to pay that were not necessarily the lowest fares, but were based on fares, the types of fares that you had bought previously.
It is frighteningly logical.
It is frighteningly logical, and it's already happening. Delta Airlines was recently forced to admit that business travelers who logged on to Delta.com with their SkyMiles frequent flyer account numbers were quoted higher fares than usual web surfers.
Okay.
So that means that if you, you know, I'm a 1K guy with United. I'm a frequent flyer. Let's see, I'm a Marriott guy and a Hilton guy. So I might log on to Marriott and be looking at paid hotel rooms. And Marriott would say, well, here, Mr. Hoffman, why don't you look at this two-room suite first? Or why don't you look at, because you're one of our frequent guests. Based on your pattern, of course, that wouldn't be me. I'm a cheap guy, so I'm sure they wouldn't be. They'd be wanting to sell me.
You'd
the
be getting
closet.
The cheap stuff,
exactly.
Or you but, hope.
Well, the point is that they're doing this already. We've seen Mac users being getting different logon screens than and we were using the example of Nordstrom's. So if Tom, if you were logging onto the computer and your computer knew that you'd like to shop at Nordstrom's and there was a sale going on at Nordstrom's or a clearance or something they wanted you to know about, or Hilton was having a special and they knew you stayed at Hilton a lot, would they not push that off on you?
Right. Now, with that being said, we're here to make people smarter travelers and smarter ticket buyers and hotel stayers. What advice will you give our listeners today, Mark, to still continue to get the best rates and not be...
You've got to do your homework. You can no longer log on to the airline website and say, you know, and have them say these are the lowest fares. Well, they may be correct. That's the lowest fares in that fare class on that date on that flight.
But and, not necessarily but the not, lowest that are available.
That not necessarily.
Like, even though I'm an extremely loyal person, despite the terrible service, I'm extremely loyal to United because I have clout and I want to keep my clout. But I never go to the United website first. I always go to Kayak. And I'm looking at what the other airlines are charging. I'm getting a feel for the market, a feel for the days. I also like Kayak because they have an engine that tells you if you were to travel 1 or 2 days prior or 1 or 2 days afterwards, there might be a deal there. So I eventually go to the United website after having done a little homework on Kayak.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, kayak.com, K-A-Y-A-K, is a site. It used to be independent. It isn't as independent as it used to be, but it still compares almost every airline except Southwest and AirTran face-to-face. So you can find out at least what the schedules might be on some of the other. And the Kayak doesn't know that you're a frequent flyer on one side or another. But I'm going to suggest once again that if you went on Kayak and bought certain types of fares, it wouldn't take Kayak long to figure out that that's the kind of fare that it should show you. So you might want to be, when you're checking for airfares or hotel rates, listen, when Sports Leisure tour planners are putting together tours like they are now for our annual catalog, they are instructed to go, once they get a quote from a hotel, to go on the website and see what the hotel is selling that night for. Because you're not always getting the best deal. You may just be getting the price they think you want to hear. So I would really suggest to folks that you need to do your homework. You need to look in more than one place to verify that you're getting the best rate. And if you do have some type of allegiance with whomever you're logging on to, try logging on to their website or a comparison website without using that login information so they don't know who you are. Just a thought.
Fascinating. Now, back up just a little bit. You said that Kayak compares all airlines except for who?
Except for Southwest and AirTran, which Southwest now honors. Southwest.
Why would that be?
Southwest does not allow anybody outside of their airline to sell their tickets. So, or qualified travel agents. So you, in order to be able to buy a Southwest ticket, you're going to southwest.com. If you're going to buy it online, you're going to buy it from them on their website. And I would suggest to you that that gives them a little bit better control, but it certainly doesn't keep them from doing what Delta did their frequent flyers and jacking up the, showing you something that is one of getaway fares that are $20 more than the one of getaway fares they just showed the last guy online.
A little earlier, we told our listeners to be thinking about if they owned an airline.
Yep.
And they wanted to make a couple of extra bucks. What other services, what other things would you charge for that are now free?
So when we come back after the break, we're going to invite you to call us. We already have a few that we have taken off of Flyer Talk website when they ask this question of their frequent flyers. But to somebody who has an idea out there, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, you can win a gift card to the Cheesesteak Factory if you can give us what we judge to be the very best idea for our airline marketing department to stick it to the travelers, get another nickel or dime out of them. If you can come up with that, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. When we come back, we'll take your calls. This is the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Mark was born a rambling man. He's trying to make a living.
Not much I can do about it.
Play volleyball in the sand.
Hey, listen, we got some housekeeping we need to take care of here.
Okay.
Sports Leisure Vacations Lucky Travel Club listeners for today are Jackie Larson and Elsie Jasmine. If you're listening to the radio today, the Travel Guys call Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday. You can claim $100 in travel bucks just for listening to the Travel Guys. Jackie Larson and Elsie Jasmine, also Thomas. Seats are going quickly for Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day at the Marriott Hotel on the 25th of August. So you can go to sportsleisure.com or you can call us at 361-8687 Monday morning to make your reservations. What was the other thing I was supposed to take care of right here? Oh, Kathy from Sacramento is on line one. And how do we punch her up?
I got it right here.
You got it right there. You there, Kathy?
I'm here.
Thank you for waiting so patiently. Kathy Thomas was asking, when is it cheapest to go to Hawaii?
All right. Certainly not when everybody else wants to go.
Yeah. Kathy, when are you thinking of going?
Well, I would like to go in November or December when the weather is poor here, but I'm not sure that's
I think that's good.
Okay, listen, there's a couple of windows. After Labor Day is a good slot. The September's a down month in Hawaii just because of what we were talking about before the news, but also early November before Thanksgiving is a great window. Thanksgiving is not a big holiday in Hawaii for some reason, maybe because of the short duration of that little vacation there. It's hard for people to get there and spend any time. Also, right after Thanksgiving until Christmas vacation starts is one of the cheapest times of the year to go to Hawaii and one of the best times to go to Hawaii. So you've got about a three-week window in there after people get back from Thanksgiving, before they head out for Christmas vacation, you should be able to find some really good airfares.
I'm going to look right when I hang up.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, Norma on line two. Let's see if we can get Norma on here. Norma is calling, I think, to offer some wisdom on what airlines could charge for.
Mm-hmm, I do. Norma, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, just fine, thanks. How about you?
Wonderful, thank you. So what a little extra, if you owned an airline, would you charge folks for?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't. But if, we're doing this question, water.
Water?
Yeah.
That's a basic human necessity.
Yep.
If you were on, US Air a couple of years ago tried charging people for soda and water and stuff on board, lasted about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to strike it down. Norma says water on board. Now, Norma, what would you charge for water?
A dollar.
Well, that's pretty good.
Would a dollar get you a cup or would it get you an entire bottle? Or
bottle.
Wow, it seems to me like Norma is kind of generous because I'm not sure that I would that I would only charge a dollar. You got people up in the air. I might go for, you know, $4 or $5. Let's see what Pam and Davis thinks we ought to that the airlines could do to goose people a little bit. Hi, Pam.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
I would think seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
Whoa.
Yes.
Seatbelts, huh? Okay.
I'm saying that you leave, Tom, what you do is you leave the half of the seatbelt, you know, the plane part in the seat, and then the flight attendant comes around and sells you the fastener.
So you drop a quarter in or something.
Yeah. Well, yes. And listen, Pam, as airline marketing people here, when we said nickel or dime, we were just kidding. Quarters are really not. What we're going to do is install things that will take your credit card.
So you swipe your card.
I mean, how much would you be willing to pay, Pam, for the connector to your seatbelt?
Not much. I expect it. But, you know, either that or going to the bathroom.
Well, I'm thinking that's just what I was thinking here, Pam, is that we could package in a bottle of water, a trip to the bathroom, the lock to lock the bathroom and secure you in there. And we could package that all together for maybe $4.95 or something.
That sounds like a good deal. Do I get mileage points with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Mileage points with those expenditures. You know, the seatbelt thing, somebody who has been on a plane that had an unexpected bump in, you know, some turbulent weather and they cracked their heads on the ceiling would be willing to pay whatever for the seatbelt.
And here were some ideas off of FlyerTalk.com, Thomas.
Okay.
This question was posed to them.
Yes.
And then maybe Clayton has an idea here. A seat back tray convenience fee. If you wanted to use the seat back, why there'd be an extra, you'd have to put a quarter in the slot and then the tray would come down. Or how about a lavatory electricity tariff? You know, light in the bathroom unless you had the right token. The window shade operation privilege. You know, you'd have to put a quarter in to get the window shade to come down or
mm-hmm,
go up.
Mm-hmm.
Clean seat enhancement option.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that exactly meant. Or a surcharge. This is my favorite. A surcharge to speak to a live flight attendant.
That's right crazy. The couple of things that I think as of right now, I would pay for, and that is the privilege to get the window seat.
The window seat? You're a window seat guy.
I only use window seats.
He's a window seat guy. I'm an aisle seat guy. Because that's the only way to escape. If you get somebody who's oversized or an armrest hog or a space hog, one of those spreader guys that gets
on
the plane.
Then yours would be extra for the aisle seat.
Yeah, I got to be on the aisle.
My idea is an in-flight auction where I could bid so that the person in front of me would not recline, but he would bid so that he could recline. I mean, there's no end to the amount of money that the airlines could make.
Or a few extra bucks to sit as far away from the people with the whiny child.
Brad in Oroville is waiting on the line. He has an idea about that involves pets. What's your idea, Brad?
Yeah, they should charge for that. People have little dogs, little pets. They should charge them extra for that. They'd probably make money. Who knows? People have so many dogs out there.
Oh, Brad, you're so far behind the times.
Yeah, Brad, we travel with the Chihuahuas quite frequently. And Southwest, it's $75 a head.
You know the great thing about Chihuahuas?
They get loose,
you can step on them. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Know. Don't honestly, Brad, I don't know if there are any airlines that... We'll let you fly with your pet for free.
There are already, not for free, but
no.
who charge you. Brad, let me just ask you, what would you pay to take a small pet on the plane with you?
Probably at least $150 or
yeah,
more.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that's about what they're charging.
Yeah, 150 round trip is the industry standard, but that 75 is one way, right?
Yeah.
That is correct.
And not too many people have left their pets on the other end.
No, that's true.
That's not round trip. That's 75 is not round trip. Huh?
No, it's not. It's one way.
No, it's not. But that's an excellent suggestion. Another idea of Thomas. Any thoughts from you on how you would goose the traveling public further?
Well, you know, here again, I think you have to look at things that people right now would almost consider a bit of a privilege, and that is the reclining of the seat.
Yeah.
So you might have to pay to be able to recline your seat.
Only certain rows would recline.
There you go. And here again, I think any particular, if you'd like to pay in advance to sit in your favorite portion of the plane, mm-hmm. maybe you're a middle of the plane kind of person or a front, instead of just being random, either random seating or for that matter, whoever can click the quickest, Of course, we do know that you can, with Southwest, they've already figured that out. You can do early boarding, and they will. You can pay like $15, and it gives you the opportunity to be a little closer in regards
It's a $10.
You get to check in a little sooner, therefore you sit where you want.
It's a $10 upcharge, and yeah, it's exactly right.
Listen, how about you, Mark?
For me, what would I suggest to him? I don't want to give the airlines any ideas. I mean, they have already, you've got Allegiant and Spirit that are charging for putting things in the overhead. That's the obvious thing. I agree with our friend Ed Perkins that you eliminate all this overhead stuff if you would do one of two things. Either start enforcing the size rule at the gate, have the sizer there. It doesn't fit, it doesn't go. That's it. Bottom line, you don't pay anything. It just it gets checked and it goes in the hole down below. Or the other thing is flat out charge people to put any type of a carry-on that's bigger than a purse or a computer bag or something in the into the overhead bin. And then I think right away you have more room than you know what to do with. Listen, before we go here, Thomas and Clayton, thanks to both of you. I wanted to tell folks about our website, travelguysradio.com. There always are a bunch of cool things posted there. This week you will find, last week, Tom, you asked me about credit cards.
I did. I asked you, what was your favorite travel credit card?
And we found two. There's a new Hilton Honors credit card that really has some good benefits. And a gentleman who has been a guest on this program, Rick, the Frugal Travel Guy, has a credit card he particularly likes. So we put links to those two. If you're looking for a new credit card, travelguysradio.com. We don't get anything for this or anything. These are just two cards that I think offer some top quality benefits for people. Remember that if you apply for a new credit card and your credit score is below about 680, that you may or may not get it. And of course, every time you apply for a credit card, it tends to drag your score temporarily down slightly, so you don't want to be just throwing it out there. But anyway, some good stuff on travelguysradio.com. JetBlue has added some new perks for frequent flyers, so if you fly JetBlue, you might want to log on there. Also, a really interesting, it has nothing to do really with travel, except some guys who took the same picture of themselves together every 5 years for the last 30 years.
It's very cool.
If you have a group of friends that you've hung out with for a long time, like I do, you will love to see these pictures. Go to travelguysradio.com and you can see them. So that about wraps it up for this Sunday. Mr. Clayton, any final thoughts from you over there?
Quick shout out to California Musical Theater. I just saw one of the best music circus productions ever. It was absolutely magical. The Music Man. And it had Shirley Jones
in
it.
And I understand tickets are going quite well for Music Circus.
And Sir Shirley Jones' son.
Yes. The current production has Shirley Jones cast as the mother. You'll recall in the movie version, she was the love interest. But her son is the Music Man, and they do a great curtain call. And I ran into Richard Lewis, executive director of California Musical Theater, who told me they were enjoying occupancy, or if that's not the right word, buns and seats up into the 95 percentile, which
outstanding.
Is great.
Thomas, have a good week on the FM side of the radio.
Yes, we'll see you from Hot August Nights Tuesday, live from Reno.
And the Travel Guys will be back here again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Remember, we are the Travel Guys, and an hour a week is all we ask. Aaron is up next.